It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Brady Kenneth. Hey, Brady.
How you doing, Cal?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be on with you guys.
Excellent, excellent. Thanks for calling, and we're really excited about this new single of yours called I Hope You Get Drunk. We'll talk about that in just a second, Brady. But first of all, why don't you introduce yourself to everyone?
Well, my name is Brady Kenneth. I am a country musician out of just south of Winnipeg, Manitoba. Born and raised right here in the country. Didn't farm growing up, but live on the farmyard. And I guess a little fun fact about me is that I'm relatively new to country. Actually, most of my teens, I didn't grow up with country music listening to or playing. Most of my teens and 20s were heavy metal, to be honest. A lot of people don't know that about me. And I kind of just started, I started playing country about 6 or 7 years ago. And the last 2 years or so, I've been, 2 or 3 years, I've been, trying to pursue a career. And so I'm relatively new to the genre.
Nice. So why did you pick country music?
Well, it was right around the time that, well, first of all, I've always been playing acoustic guitar and writing melodic stuff, even through the metal days. But it was also right around the time of a really life-changing sort of breakup for me around that time. And right around that time, I think, is right when country music started to become cool again to young people. And I all of a sudden found artists like Eric Church, and I was like, okay, this is interesting. And so literally I went to Long McQuaid, the music store. I bought a banjo and a slide, a lap steel slide, and I took a few of my songs that I'd written that weren't country, just acoustic guitar, and I recorded them and put banjo and lap steel to them, and that's how I started playing country.
Was that?
Now it's a little different.
Well, anything with a banjo or lap steel in it is a country song, I'm thinking.
Yeah, well, it was back then, for sure, yeah.
You bet. Yeah. Talk about the talent in Manitoba. You guys have a lot of great country talent there, don't you?
There's a lot of talent coming out of here. You know, it's actually only lately, in this last year, where it's almost like a competition, and I started to realize how difficult it is to gain notification around here because there's so many talented artists. If you look at someone like Leanne Pearson coming out of here, she's in Nashville now, and that's kind of, the ultimate goal would be to land there, wouldn't it? But, the talent is immense around Manitoba. We get a lot of credit for that.
Perfect. Let's talk about your new single called I Hope You Get Drunk. Tell me about that song.
Sure. Well, we cast a wide net a while back last year for pitches for songs, as well as I was doing lots of writing, and we went through a lot of my stuff and other stuff, and we landed on this song that really hit home. It's a song co-written by Madeline Merlot, and it was an interesting idea for me to be singing a female written and recorded, because we got the demo. She recorded the demo for it, and so we changed the key up a bit, but at the same time, it kind of hit home with me because, again, another breakup, but I was going through a bit of a tough time around the time we got pitched that song, and it really struck a chord with me, and I found it would be relatable to a lot of people. So we went with it and got two-time CCMA Producer of the Year, Jeff Dalziel, to produce it, and what else do you have to say?
Perfect. How was it to work with Jeff? He's a gem, isn't he? He's really
he
cool.
Is quite the man. What an amazing guy to work with. Obviously, that's the first time I've worked with an award-winning producer before, and so it was nerve-wracking, to say the least, at first. But he settles you down quickly, because he's just so genuine and upfront, and he's a wonderful human being. So we spent a lot of time, again, due to pandemic restrictions and travel restrictions, we spent a lot of time on the phone over the first year, just sort of more or less grooming me, figuring out what my style is and how he was going to work with me. And then once we found the song, it just started taking off, and it kind of did itself.
Perfect. What's the best way to get a hold of you on social media, Brady? How do we do that?
Basically, on any social media, so that would include, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all of these things, Spotify, iTunes, everything, Apple Music, Brady Kenneth Music, you'll get me on every single one of those. So if you follow me on all those and get on there, make comments, like stuff, love stuff, even make constructive criticism comments. We love it all. That's what keeps us rolling. That's what keeps us alive. And we appreciate the fans.
And you're just waiting to get out in front of somebody probably and play, hey?
Can't wait. We can't remember what it feels like, but it's, you know, like, you know, we never get tired of doing fun stuff with fans and friends online. That's always a good time, but it's that electric crowd live that really keeps us going, and it's why we do it. So, yeah, can't wait.
Awesome, Brady. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with everything going on with you, and we'll talk again for sure.
Appreciate it, Cal.
Brady Kenneth on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.